Well over 1,000 nouns, 1,000 words in English and in Spanish that end in ION. Close to 1,200. So we don't have to go through all of them. You name it and you can say it. Just a few exceptions, maybe three, like translation. In Spanish, it's not translación, but traducción. Traducción. So, if you want to say, I need a translation, would be, I necessitate.
Necesito.
A translation.
Una traducción.
Right. Necesito una traducción. Can you make a translation for me?
Puede hacer.
Right. Puede hacer.
Hacer.
A translation for me.
Una traducción.
For me.
Para mí.
Right. Puede hacer. Can you make? Puede hacer una traducción para mí. Puede. Can you? Is also used for will you please. So, will you make a translation for me? Or can you make a translation? It's the same. Puede hacer una traducción para mí. Of course, there's a difference in English between will you please and can you. In Spanish, the difference will be with can is expressed for, if you want to use can you, that becomes a question. Instead of saying will you make a translation, which you just said, puede hacer una traducción para mí, por favor, please, por favor. But can you make a translation? That becomes a question and you will use inflection.
¿Puede hacerlo? No.
Yes, puede hacer una traducción para mí? That becomes can you? Can you? Yes or no? Yes? There's a difference. So again, to do or to make is?
Hacer.
To do it?
Hacerlo.
Hacerlo. Spelt in one word, hacerlo. If you want to say, will you please do it for me, would be, will you do it for me, is can you do it for me?
Puede.
Puede.
Puede. Hacerlo para mí.
Puede hacerlo para mí, por favor, oh. Yes, please. But if you want to say, can you do it for me? Can you do it for me today? That becomes now a question.
Puede.
Once more.
Puede.
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 Do it.
Hacer.
It.
Hacerlo.
For me.
Para mí.
Aha. Today is hoy. Hoy. Spelled H-O-Y. Hoy. Yes. Hoy is today. Hoy. Mm-hmm. So, puede hacerlo, puede hacerlo para mí hoy? Yes. Now, if you make it a question, then it is can you. Again, will you make a translation for me would be, will you please?
Puede.
Right.
Hacer una traducción para mí?
Now you use the question, and that was correct for, can you make a translation for me? Can you? Mm-hmm. Yes.
But will you?
But if you want to say, will you please, then that is not a question.
Right.
Yes. So say again, will you make a translation? Will you or can you make a translation for me?
Puede hacer una traducción para mí?
Para mí.
Para mí.
Right. puede hacer una traducción para mí. Now you can throw in por favor if you wish, please. Yes. So traducción is one of the exceptions. Another exception is explanation in Spanish. It's not explanation, but explication. Explicación. To give is dar. To donate, dar. D-A-R, dar. Yes. So if you want to say, will you give an explanation? Can you give an explanation would be?
Puede dar una explanación? Explicación.
Right. Puede dar una explicación. Yes. But if you want to say, can you give an explanation, that becomes a question.
Puede dar una explicación?
Right. Puede dar una explicación? Can you? Yes. Yes or no?